welcome to the Smarketing Show. Today, we're going to talk about how to execute the ultimate virtual meeting, whether that's one-on-one with a customer, let's say, or a business associate. And Cheryl will talk about internally, because Cheryl, candidly, I wasn't even thinking internally preparing for today because I'm so customer-focused. That said, I'm finding on the sales side, customers are more available right now than ever. Okay, this is what reps are telling me. They can't believe that people are getting in front of. Now, my suggestion out of the gates is when you do get in front of someone on a virtual meeting, I would say maybe internal or external, look the part. Okay, there's a saying going around right now, the more we stay at home, the more homeless we look. And so what you look like in your background could be speaking louder than whatever it is you're talking about in the virtual meeting.
That being said, I feel like the novelty's worn off a little bit for me. In the beginning, I was all about getting up wearing the Lululemon pants, but now I feel like I'm getting back into my old routine again. But another really kind of cool thing about the virtual meeting, whether it's internal, whether it's external, you learn a lot about either your coworkers or your clients or your customers, because all of a sudden you're in their space and it's really easy to sort of see in their environment. You can learn about what's important to them or what hobbies they might like or where they live. And just an example, I had a meeting with a client last week and she was asking me for hair tips and she introduced me to her new cat. And by the end of the call, we had redecorated her apartment. She had showed me outside. She was in beautiful California, so the weather was gorgeous. And at the time it was raining and snowing here. So I feel more connected to that client now than I did before, just because I could virtually see into her environment.
And the odd virtual call goes longer than it should sometimes because people tell stories that That's go on true. Forever and ever. I'm kidding. Hey, look,
true, though.
People buy from people. And I think Cheryl's right. The more we can see people, look, it's way better than a conference call, isn't it? Seeing people. So one of my suggestions, if you're comfortable with it, turn your video on. Let someone see you. That face-to-face communication is so important. And that's why these virtual meetings, in my opinion, are trumping conference calls, because you can see the person, see their environment, et cetera. Now, Cheryl, I'm going to talk in a second about basically structure, I think, business people should think about in a virtual meeting, open body, close. And I didn't know if you want to talk first about kind of internal meetings, because you had some good points before the show that I think are going to be important to the viewers.
So when we're talking about internal meetings, because like we do every single day, we have a morning huddle where everybody on the team gets together, they talk about their day. And then sometimes, you know, companies have huddles at the end of the day as well, just to wrap up and see if there were any issues. Remember though, that if you're an extrovert, like I typically am, and obviously you're an extrovert, right, Rick? And Rick, not everybody is an extrovert. There are introverts that are just not comfortable being on video. Think about it. To you, it's the same. And to me, it's the same pretty much as being in front of somebody. But to somebody that maybe isn't as customer facing or tends to kind of, you know, keep to themselves a little bit, just isn't as comfortable, this is like a video production for them. And that is stressful and it can create a lot of anxiety. So my tip is have an agenda and stick to the agenda. So what is it that you're going to go through and talk to? What are the expectations from the attendees of the event? Are you going to randomly, Rick, call on somebody and ask them a question, Rick, about something that they may not have paid attention to in the meeting that could embarrass them and potentially, you know, kind of turn them off from the whole virtual event type of scenario?
Notice how Cheryl's using my name multiple times. Rick. They're very effective in virtual meetings. Use the person's name, because if they're not paying attention, they'll come back. Right, Cheryl? Because Cheryl made a good point there. Okay, let's get back to the focus of today's program, okay? The opening, okay? Imagine the person on the other end of the virtual meeting or people have a sign on their forehead, and the sign says, "What's in it for me?" That's the way you should be thinking about when you open each meeting. And by the way, rather than shove your agenda, say, "Hey, Cheryl, today I want to talk about this, 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 and this." My suggestion is, before you even show your agenda, say, "Hey, Cheryl, just out of curiosity, what would make this meeting beneficial or a success for you?" Get out of them what they want. How many times have you been in meetings that go on too long, by the way, because you showed up thinking, you know, they want to talk about a triangle, or you want to talk about a triangle, but they want to talk about a circle, and you get 20 minutes into it, and they actually, you know, are less polite at that point and go, "You know, Cheryl, I actually wanted to hear about your hair story more and that cat thing you had going on." So get before you give. Very important, very early. You know what? If you smile, I found your tone actually goes up. So actually have fun and look like you're interested and engaged in what you're talking about. I know it sounds basic, but how many calls have you been on and the host goes, "Good morning and welcome to the meeting today, well, we're going to be off, right? You're on email. Write down the people's names at the beginning when you go around what they want. There's multiple people. Write down what each person wants to get, and you can loop back in the meeting and go, you know, Cheryl, earlier you mentioned you wanted this, and this is why I want to show you this. So Cheryl's now connected back in. Very important to keep that bungee cord on the people in the meetings. In the body, once you've got information at the beginning, I'm suggesting you may want to show the odd visual. Now, if it's a static visual, keep them simple, right? Mm-hmm. Video, very, very short. Okay, people lose their attention. We're finding on meetings, I'd say like 30 to 60 seconds max, right? In the body. And as a measuring stick, Cheryl, I would say the less, I'll try this, it's not easy. The less you use your company name or product name in the meeting, I think you're going to come off as less salesy and more consultative. For example, you know, we found companies like this here have had these challenges right here. I'm sure you guys relate to that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What they implemented is a solution kind of like this. And this is kind of the business outcomes that they enjoyed. My point is less about you and more about the reference, the solution, and how the business outcome worked. I think the better off you're going to be.
Yes. So in closing, what we used to say when I worked in media all the time, if it's not on your face, it's not in your voice. That's what we always used to say. Because typically your expression.
Not on my face, it's not in my voice. Whoa.
Typically. If you're not showing how you feel on your face, it's not gonna translate through your words. And yes, it is very easy to get distracted on video conference calls. So you do have to pay attention. I'm guilty of this all the time. That's why Rick calls me out in huddles, because usually I'm busy either responding to a client or working on social content or something along those lines. And also think about how you can take the virtual conference down the road. The reality is we're probably gonna be dealing with the remote working situation longer and potentially permanently. So if that's the case, how can you do things like create a virtual event? We did a very cool virtual event for a customer this week, and there's lots of really fun things that you can do. So we need to create an entire SMARKETING episode just about virtual events, which we'll do coming up.
Well, those are the best, because you've taken a slide slapping webinar, Cheryl, into a whole other entertainment kind of piece, which I think people are looking for now. They're looking for something different. If we come back to the virtual meeting right now, just the closed part, open, get information, body, two-way conversation, not push presentation at the end. I think the big mistake we see business people make is they say, okay, from here, here's the next steps I think we should take, right? But the other party hasn't agreed. So maybe ask the people on the call or the meeting, what do you see as next steps? Get them to bid first, see what they're thinking, right? And the last thing I would say is book the next virtual meeting in this meeting. Don't try and chase the guy around or the lady around next week for when they get together. Put it in the calendar now. Look, people are more available than ever, less ramp time, meaning you could book a meeting tomorrow, virtual meeting. And that's why we want to talk about this topic today, because so many people are doing this. And we want you, okay, to sell to win when you do it.
Hey, I like that. Sales entertainment, baby. Thank you so much for watching. If you have any questions or any comments or anything along those lines, you can email us anytime, engage@intucommunications.com. Virtual events, I think that's what we're going to talk about next week. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment on all of our videos. Pass them along to your friends. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next week, everyone.
All right. Good job, Cheryl. Thanks for tuning in.